We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. The Green Bay Packers making moves this morning. According to Ian Rappaport, the Packers expected to bring in a huge addition, bringing in former Ravens edge rusher Za'Darius Smith. Again, they tried to trade for him a few years ago, are in position to sign him now. And then, like 5 minutes later, he tweets, the Packers aren't done. They are also signing Bears safety Adrian Amos. Two big deals, two huge additions on defense. A former rival comes to Green Bay. Contract terms and everything will come out in the, you know, hours and days to come. But as far as how these guys will fit, we'll bring in Michael Cohen of The Athletic on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. First, Michael, as terms of a like surprise level, you've been covering this team. You know the history of Ted Thompson. I thought we were getting like mixed messages from Gutekunst. There were some things he said that we still want to draft and develop. There are some things he said that we're going to be more active. To get two guys here on day two, to me, that's pretty surprising. You?
No, I wasn't too surprised, to be honest. I think that, you know, when day one went by and the prices, you know, came out in terms of what some of those safeties and guys earned, then you could say, okay, maybe the Packers are going to get priced out of the market again. But Za'Darius Smith is a guy that I reported they were interested in as early as the combine, and a guy that was going to be potentially a great fit for their system. And then Adrian Amos has sort of been that sleeper safety, another guy that I mentioned that they might have interest in, simply because he's not going to have the name value of a Landon Collins or an Earl Thomas, which means he won't command the price point of a Landon Collins or an Earl Thomas. But nonetheless, a guy that they would have been extremely familiar with, having seen him twice a year in Chicago, and a guy that certainly has made, you know, a number of plays alongside Eddie Jackson in what was one of the strongest safety tandems in the league. So I'm not necessarily surprised that they went for the guys that they went for. I think what was a little bit surprising was just that, you know, relative to the prices yesterday, and again, we don't know the terms for these two deals yet, but if they are in line or even close to what the money was yesterday, that would be a little surprising for the Packers. But the players themselves, the ones they targeted, are ones that I think make a lot of sense.
Yeah, we don't know the terms, obviously, but I mean, speculating, would you think that both of these guys took up the maybe the $30 million that they had to spend with in free agency?
You know, I don't think they would go that high. I would be surprised if the Packers left themselves strapped, because don't forget they need about $6 million to sign their rookie draft class. Mm-hmm. So in reality, it was $34 million in cap space, but really about $28 million or something like that that they had to play with. And I don't think they would compromise themselves, because, look, these were probably their two biggest areas of need. I don't think there's any question edge rusher and safety were major deficiencies. But they still need some upgrades in other places. They could use a slot wide receiver. They could use an offensive lineman or two, especially at the guard position. They could use another pass rusher, because they still need some depth there, depending on what they do with Nick Perry and with Clay Matthews. So I don't think they would strap themselves that much, and that's why I'm guessing maybe the Amos deal in particular could have been quite friendly. But, you know, we'll have to see. Za'Darius Smith, I was told at the combine, his floor would be $10 million per year, could rise to as much as $12 million per year. So it'll be fascinating to see what those terms are when they come out.
So if not surprised, as we talked to Michael Cohen here with The Athletic, that they eventually made moves, because the first half of our show, Michael, was why didn't the Packers do anything, and same old Packers, and, you know, people call and they're upset. Did they miss out on anything yesterday, or did they cover themselves with these two moves? I guess, do you think this was maybe their plan all along, these two guys?
Well, I think that there's some other players that went yesterday that, you know, probably could have fit with them quite well. I think Tyrann Mathieu would have been a nice fit for them at safety. You know, I think that some of the defensive linemen that went, you know, Malik Jackson could have been a nice fit for them. Sheldon Richardson earlier this morning could have been a nice fit for them. But then you look at the prices, and it just, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And, but one of the things that's fascinating to me, and I haven't really done the research on this yet, but I'd like to at some point when I have a little bit more free time, is to look at whether or not the Packers have adjusted their contracts as the salary cap has risen. In other words, you know, there was this great tweet last night from Lewis Riddick, the front office insider for ESPN, and he said, look, you know, everyone sort of raises their eyebrows at these deals because they're massive money, and they are massive money, but the salary cap is going up, and so when the cap goes up, the contracts will go up. It's the same thing that's happened in the NBA and why you see certain role players getting contracts that are, you know, $15 and $20 million per year, even though they're not star players. So I would be curious to see if the Packers have adjusted for inflation at all and if their deals have gone up. Because if they have, you know, then we don't necessarily have to bat an eye if they're starting to spend the type of money that's proportionate to the salary cap. But if they're staying with sort of the model or price figures that they had in the past outside of Aaron Rodgers, who was always going to get a mega deal, then you could say, okay, these guys are behind on the times a little bit. So I'd like to look at that at some point and see what the trend is.
All right, the Packers so weak in the secondary as far as the safety is concerned. Getting Amos, a guy who appears to, you know, still be getting better. He's started a lot of games for the Chicago Bears over the last three or four seasons. But, I mean, I'm really excited about that signing. And, I mean, that's an area that the Packers really needed help in.
Yeah, I think Amos is a good signing. You know, I think that he's a guy that will give them certainly reliability. He's known as a sound tackler, which is not something that they've had in a while. I think the question marks with him are how he's going to perform when he's not next to Eddie Jackson, who was a tremendous, you know, all-pro caliber safety for the Bears. And when you take a guy out of that environment when he was playing next to somebody, nobody really knows how he will project. But I think the skills that he does have are ones that are appealing for the Packers. I think he was probably the right guy for them to go after if they weren't interested in spending tippy-top dollar on the market in an Earl Thomas or a Landon Collins or a Tyrann Mathieu. He was sort of the best guy of the next group, in my opinion. And so I think it will turn out to be a very, very important signing for them.
Michael, how do you think this impacts what they're going to do in the first round of the draft? At 12, a lot of speculation that an edge rusher could be there. At 30, you know, there's still safeties in the first couple of rounds that you could look at. Does this drastically change how they might view the upcoming draft?
Well, I think what it does is takes a lot of pressure off of, really, because, you know, there was, I can't remember who tweeted it yesterday. It was one of the former scouts that had been in the business a long time and now is on Twitter and doing some, you know, consulting and things like that. He said, teams that get March correct, meaning free agency, take pressure off themselves in the draft in that they don't have to reach for certain things. So let's say the Packers had not signed a safety, and let's say they had not signed an edge rusher, you know, going into the draft. Well, suddenly you can't really take best player available anymore, or if you do, you're really compromising certain spots on your roster. And so by shoring up two of the biggest needs that he had, I think Gutekunst really does allow himself to abide by the best player available formula. And if it happens to be a tight end, then he can take a tight end. If it happens to be an offensive tackle, then he can do that. And he won't be ridiculed in the way that he would have been, let's say, if he takes an offensive tackle and all of a sudden they don't have an edge rusher, a safety, or a tight end, but now they're taking offensive tackles. It doesn't make sense. So I think he's really opened up his options at 12 and also, you know, potentially brought in more trade options as well, because if he doesn't have to worry about safety and edge rusher, then he can certainly be more flexible to maneuver and, you know, do things that, you know, potentially allow him to target an individual player that he might really like.
You can find out more on these free agents and still the guys out there that the Packers could target with Michael Cohen's work at The Athletic, Michael_Cohen13 on Twitter. Thanks for the quick pop on, Michael. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mike.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Michael Cohen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Let's get out to Jeremy, who's in Waukesha at 799-1250. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. I'm very excited.
I think that, yeah, you got, I mean, that's pretty much all that needs to be said. Right, or yeah. You got more?
No, I got more. Well, I just, to anybody on Twitter that knows me, I told you so, because everyone was freaking out because they're all Gutekunst is just like Ted Thompson. It's all the sins of the father crap, and it's just not that way. And it was day one, within 3 hours, people were saying they weren't going to do anything, and I knew they would, and I'm just so happy about
that. Yeah. I mean,
Jeremy having a little bit of a victory lap right here.
It doesn't seem like the Packers with these two guys got the top guys out there, but they maybe got the next tier of guy. Mark, interesting comment from Mark Potash, from who, longtime sports writer in Chicago, covers the Bears. He put this out there a little while ago about Adrian Amos coming to the Packers. He says, it'll be interesting to see, test the notion that you should be wary of previously average players who excel or blossom in a Vic Fangio defense. No guarantee the fit will be the same in Green Bay for Adrian Amos.
Well, the comfort I take in that is we've got a pretty good defensive coordinator here in Mike Patton.
But he's saying that, hey, Fangio has made average players better in his defensive scheme. No guarantee it's going to happen in Green Bay. But, yeah, I mean, got a pretty good defensive coordinator in Green Bay with Mike Patton that can make a few things work up there, too.
So that's a well-respected guy. Let me just give you a tweet from an average listener. Zach says, guys, I'm a Bears fan. I'll tell you that Adrian Amos is very underrated. He will do a great job for you. This is a big pickup, whether you guys realize it or not.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not be excited about both of these picks? Yeah. I mean, the Packers got better in a span of 10 minutes.
Should we put a tweet out here. Our first tweet of the morning was, did the Packers miss out by not making an early move in free agency? Should we just delete that?
Probably, because
we keep that up.
Although, you know what? We could keep that up because a year from now we could say, well, maybe they missed out because both of these guys were either busts, or if they turned out to be pretty good, then it was good that they waited.
Yeah, we'll cover our tracks.
Yeah.
Either way, it's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Packers, Za'Darius Smith, edge rusher to the Ravens, coming to Green Bay. Adrian Amos, safety from the Bears, coming to Green Bay. What's next? 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Sports Flash, right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.